Going to talk about love and relationships today a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing, but hey, Super Bowl Sunday coming up.
Oh, yes.
Niners or Ravens? Where you at?
I'm not sure, because I like the NFC, so maybe the Niners, but...
Oh, chili and corn chips, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, commercials. You like the commercials.
And the commercials.
Yeah.
Live joyfully with the one you love all the days of your life. Ecclesiastes 9:9. All the days of your life, because that's your calling or your blessing in this life. That's a pretty tough assignment, though, when it seems like everything's working against our love and marriage, you guys. Hey, did you know that 93% of people... 93% of Americans will marry. Did you know that?
Oh, that's 93. Yeah,
93%
of Americans will marry.
That's very high.
Unfortunately, if you're looking at today's marriages, somewhere between 40 and 50% actually divorce. Mm. If you count couples who separate but don't divorce but never come back.
Ooh, yeah.
There's a lot of that going on, by the way.
Separation. Mm-hmm.
They separate, but they don't divorce, but they never come back to the marriage.
Ooh, yeah.
That kind of brokenness has taken that stat up to about 66 or 67%. Ooh. Some local experts, I'm talking about in our area, estimate that the divorce rate in our area is over 60%.
Mm. In our area?
The divorce rate. Wow. The national average, 40 to 50%. Local, pushing around 60%.
That's high. Yeah. Wow.
You guys, part of the concern I have is, and I talk every day to people who struggle in their relationships, and let me offer up a guilt-free drop right up front today on the program. This isn't, we're going to beat you up day. Mm. I actually want to take a look at super happy couples. What makes them, what separates them? How do they get that stuff going, that mojo, if you will, to make their relationship work? I want to talk about some of the key elements that we know, have to be a part of a relationship if you're going to survive and thrive. You got what I'm saying?
Yes.
But it's interesting. We'll talk sports anytime. And football. Yeah, what it takes to separate yourself to play at the NFL level is insanity. Whoa. Hey, what it takes to separate yourself and move from rec ball to travel ball, for example, as we're moving into baseball season. It takes brutal work.
Yeah.
If you have any hopes of playing high school baseball now, you've got to work. You want a college scholarship? You got to separate yourself.
Breathe it.
Hey, it's craziness. Yeah, you know, they're saying, listen, the kids who are actually hitters now who want to play at the D1 level taking 400 or 500 swings a day.
Wow. A day.
Yeah. And by the way, the right way.
Jeez.
Not the wrong way. The right way.
Mm-hmm.
And the instruction and it's just. But when you think about relationships, we're willing to put in everything it takes. Work, all the other issues, but when it comes to love, and by the way, what's the number one thing that still makes us happy? A great relationship. Mm-hmm. It's still the most important thing. It ranks ahead of money, power, positions, and more.
Mm-hmm.
When you ask Americans what matters most, they want a good marriage.
Yeah.
A great relationship, but it's the thing that we struggle with the most.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about super happy couples. My age.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Loving my age.
Yes.
Michael's looking at me like, dude, what in the world is he doing?
What's wrong with you?
No. He's just a little out of touch with that movie.
Yeah.
Super happy couples. What separates them from all the, and we'll talk a little bit about loveless relationships. Those people out there who just struggle to keep that emotional connection going.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, three P's, the pace, the pressure, and the pain in modern day life, I think is what really works against our love and relationships, you all.
Oh, yeah.
It just seems like there's an overabundance of it right now. Everything's working against our love and marriage. But hey, this piece on super happy couples.
Mm-hmm. Where do you find them? Yes. That's what I'd like to know. Where are they?
What is it that separates them? Interesting. The first thing was time to connect.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at couple time today, most of the experts are agreeing that we're spending as little as 7 minutes a day in meaningful couple time.
Seven minutes.
As little as 7 minutes a day in meaningful couple time.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Think about that.
Just you two.
Yeah, where it's one-on-one, heartfelt connection stuff, where I'm here for you, you're here for me type of.
Yeah.
You can't build a relationship like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know that? It just doesn't work. And people say, well, what are we going to do to connect? You don't understand. It's insanity at our place. It's craziness. I mean, we're running to and fro. We don't even see each other. Well, you know, a lot of people are talking about get out and walk. Mm-hmm. Know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Find pillow time to connect. Mm-hmm. Talk somewhere. Get it done. You guys, the recent research on dinner, families eating around the dinner table, is stunning. There are books that are showing up everywhere now about that particular moment in a family and how important it is to healthy families. Mm-hmm. They talk about kids and what are two key common characteristics through a research process called a discriminant analysis. What are these elements that show up that are pretty characteristic of healthy kids? And there are two of them that show up repeatedly. One is the family eats together, and the second one is the parents know the name of the kid's teacher.
Wow.
Like, when you start making those connections, you start realizing that time together is significant.
Yeah.
And in relationships, marriage, you've got to have time together to connect. Mm-hmm. If you don't, super happy couples, they have time to connect. The second thing was love talk. You ever notice, we've got a couple of kids around the house, and, you know, they're into relationships, and you start the googly, crazy stuff they go through. You know
what I mean? Yeah.
It's like,
teenagers.
You did not say that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know something? They found that super happy married couples, the love talk piece was through the roof. You know that?
Really?
Yeah. They, you know, tell me you love me and little things. Mm-hmm. I was talking to a couple not long ago, and this Christian woman, she just said, I just want to know. I want her to tell me that I'm sexy. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know. I want to know. Or do you think I'm sexy? Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. That love talk piece is big.
Yeah.
Couples who connect at that level, it speaks volumes of the quality of their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big things in marriage counseling that I like to do is ask couples up front, tell me how he loves you. Linda, you come in for counseling? Mm-hmm. I'd say, yeah, tell me, give me five things that Barry does to show you that he loves you. Mm-hmm. Give me five things that you do to show him you love him. Then give me five things that you would like him to do to show you that he loves you.
Mm. Wow.
You would not believe the disconnect, you guys.
Yeah.
It's
just,
it's stunning. I've actually had people turn in papers with zero or one thing on it.
Wow.
So there was no connection at all.
They had lost that. Mm-hmm. Or the other thing was when you compared them, they were just like ships passing in the night. They were totally, totally missing each other.
Yeah.
And here's a big statement. You can be loving someone with everything you got, and they don't know you love them.
Mm.
Now hear that. Mm-hmm. You can be loving someone with everything you got, and they don't know that you love them. Let's throw in one more here.
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple of breaks today, so I'm going to throw all kinds of stuff in. But hey, number one was time to connect. Mm-hmm. Number two was the love talk piece. Mm-hmm. Now bring a little of that, but get a little of that back into your marriage.
Yeah.
Number three. They shared a guilty pleasure.
Should we go down that path?
I know. Here we go.
Chocolate!
Fun romance thing. Hey, you know what? The bottom line is this. There's too much stress out there, you guys. Seriously. And so we got everything just sort of taking away from our relationships, and what we're not doing is bringing that fun, that romance, that friendship, that stuff back into our relationship. Stuff that we like. I don't care what the rest of the world likes to do. This is stuff that makes us kind of goofy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it speaks to spoiling each other. Mm-hmm. It speaks to fun. It's like this little thing we do that may be slipping off for a weekend to a hotel. It may be spoiling each other with a special gift. It may be just sneaking out to dinner.
Yeah.
Maybe, hey, when we're kids, we couldn't wait to get to McDonald's on Friday night. That was the big deal.
Wow.
Hang at McDonald's. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm serious. Right. Yes. Are you kidding? We were going through school and stuff. Uh-huh. We saved up for Big Macs, man, back in the day.
What a party.
A treat. a special treat.
They shared a guilty pleasure together. Mm-hmm. I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah.
Super happy couples.
And we have Dr. Tim Clinton joining us this morning, and we're talking about the marriage relationship.
Super happy couples, what is it that separates them? What's the mojo, the moxie they got that just kind of puts them in a different place?
Yeah.
And by the way, the persistent heart cry I always hear of a counseling session, typically from a woman, is simply this. Tim, all I've ever wanted is for somebody to what?
Love me.
That's it. Number one, what's time to connect? We talked about how meaningful couple times going as low as 7 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. The love talk piece. They got a little something going on with between them.
Yeah.
And they talk in their language together.
Yeah.
And it's about romance and friendship. The third thing was they share a little bit of a guilty pleasure together.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. A weekend away, whatever.
McDonald's.
Well, that could work.
Number four, they actually are able to focus on themselves separate from the relationship.
Oh.
There's a great definition for the word intimacy. Intimacy is oneness with healthy separateness.
Hmm.
Somewhere in the midst of this, you are one. Mm-hmm. They two twain shall become one. But they also recognize that they bring their strengths and weaknesses uniquely to the relationship. Mm. And so as they focus on bringing themselves to the relationship, it enriches the relationship. You've got to what? You know, you've got to find things that you enjoy that you spend time with. You know, like Julie. Mm-hmm. I know this. If she needs a chill pill, send her shopping.
Oh, yeah.
She enjoys that.
Like Jeff Allen says, happy wife, happy life. When she comes back, she's happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how Heather is, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Send her. Mm-hmm. You get to a place, too, by the way, when the relationship's not going well, typically you got claws into each other. Mm-hmm. When you start getting healthy, you actually create space, room for each other. Go fishing. Do something. Mm-hmm. You know that? Come back, you old bear.
Mm-hmm. Time away.
It's like, dude, yeah. I like that. I'm going fishing.
Yeah.
And when I'm out fishing, guess what I want to do?
Then be with her.
When I'm done, mm-hmm. I'm ready to what?
Be with her.
Yeah, I'm ready to get back home. Mm-hmm. There's an element in all this that's really profound. You've got to step back and sort of take care of this so you bring healthiness to the relationship.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. Number five. They have a dream for the relationship. Think of it this way. Your kids. Michael, you have kids.
Mm-hmm.
You have dreams for them?
Yeah.
Don't you want to see them succeed?
Oh, yeah.
And won't you do anything in the world to help them get there?
Mm-hmm.
Of course you will. Dreams for what you want to do and be. Dream house, dream vacation, things like that. Very few people have, though, dreams for their relationship. They kind of get lost. Mm-hmm. Seriously, what's your dream for your spouse for a moment? You have one? Mm-hmm. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want them to do and be? You want to know something? God has strategically placed you in her life or in his life because he wants to work through you to make, by the way, him more like him or to make her more like him. Mm-hmm. He's called you to that. And the beauty of it, we don't claim things anymore. A lot of people like to claim Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord. Mm-hmm. And they want to believe that God has a dream for them. But they don't have any dreams for their relationship together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One more, you guys. Healthy, super happy couples actually get this word, love. Mm. There's a little bit of love going on between them. The Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 says simply this, be ravished in your love together. It's interesting, research has been now conducted on love. A gentleman named Robert Sternberg created what's called the triangular theory of love. And he actually believes that there are three sides to love. It's a triangle. At the base, okay, at the base is commitment. And up the two sides are passion and intimacy. Here's what he found. You've got to have passion in your relationship. In other words, that's that romance, that mm-hmm. sensual, that, mm-hmm. yeah, connection. Between us stuff. That's got to be there, or your relationship's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
He said you've got to have the intimacy side. By the way, men typically equate love on the passion side.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? The intimacy side. It's about friendship, he found. That you've got to have this emotional, relational best friend, somebody I talk to, connection going. He said it's significant to healthy relationships. If you don't have passion and you don't have intimacy, your relationship probably isn't going to work. You've got to give attention to both of them. Mm-hmm. And if you let one of them go, if you withhold in an area, you're going to begin to suffer in your relationship. And he said the foundation of this triangular theory of love is this commitment side, this unconditional, willful, I love you, it doesn't matter who you are. Lady told me not long ago, here's what she said. struggling in a relationship. She's struggling with her weight. And she just wasn't feeling good about herself and had let herself go a little bit. She goes home after a counseling session and then comes back. And she just looked me in the eyes and she said this. He said I was beautiful anyway. Oh. I said, about what? I asked him about my weight and how he felt. And she said, he said I looked beautiful anyway. Oh. You know what she was saying? He loves me. Mm-hmm. And guess what she started to do?
Lose weight.
Yep, started taking care of herself. Yeah, her motivation now was different. You got what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And these three elements, and by the way, if you look at the Bible, it's the eros, philios, agape, words for love.
Yeah.
But we have to go to researchers out there to come back and tell us that these are significant. Mm-hmm. The number one thing in a Psychology Today survey about makes for a great relationship, when asked, 90% of Americans said one thing. Love. The problem was, nobody knows what
love is.
Back to love and marriage here.
Talking about super happy couples, what it is that gives them that moxie, that mojo in their relationship, keeps their hands together. And it's a fight. We've all acknowledged that. Guilt-free drop today was all couples are going to go through icy spots. I call them periods of disaffection. Mm-hmm. In their relationship when they don't feel close.
And that's normal.
Yeah. I mean, I said all couples. That's a guilt-free drop.
Yeah.
Problems aren't going to be the issue. It's what you do in the midst of them that will determine the future health of your relationship. Mm. You know, that's why I love that verse in Nehemiah 4:14 for wildfire. It really is about fighting for your families, for your sons, for your daughters, for your wives. Mm-hmm. That's going to be our theme. And it's about getting some fight back into us. I think a lot of couples today, when they hit those spots, they're turning away rather than turning toward God and toward each other in the midst of it. So we're just talking about some of those things that make for great relationships. I'm always the one who says, you know what, I hate marriage seminars because you go in there and you hear all this stuff about what you're not doing, and you wind up leaving, fighting or something like that, making each other crazy.
Yeah.
You know that?
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't know what it is, we can't aspire to it. You know that? My people perish because of a lack of
knowledge.
We're trying to share those things. Wrapping up today, listen, we just talked about love, but there are two principles that go with love that I think are very significant in the research on relationships. One is the love bank principle. It's about deposits and withdrawals. You can't withdraw from a relationship what you haven't put into it.
Mm.
You see that? Mm-hmm. There are no gamers. You don't just show up on game day and think you're a player.
Mm.
You know that? The great coaches like John Wooden and others would say, you listen, the games are won and lost during practice, in preparation.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with relationships. You don't just turn the switch on and it works. You know that? It takes intentional effort. Mm-hmm. And so the love bank concept is, it's like 1 John, let love work in your life. 1 John 3:18. You're supposed to love in both word and deed. Get it done. And the piece that goes with that, and it goes back to the comment I made earlier, you can be loving someone with everything you got, and they don't know you love them. It goes to Gary Chapman's work on love styles or love languages.
Yeah.
We learn to love differently.
Mm-hmm.
The way I give and receive love is very different than the way Julie gives and receives love. Mm-hmm. It's very different the way our kids give and receive love. And he talked about everything from words of love and encouragement, or physical touch and closeness, or acts of service, or quality time, or gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I like gifts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, Julie, my birthday is Sunday.
Oh!
Super Bowl Sunday.
Just a little shout out there.
Party time.
This Sunday.
Yes.
Wow.
And I need many presents.
Yes.
Gifts.
It's all about love. But hey, let me wrap this up with the most significant piece. You all, there was some work that came out of the University of Chicago research study recently. Here's what it said. 75% of Americans who pray with their spouses reported that their marriages are very happy.
Mm.
They went on to find this, that they're more likely to respect their spouse. They're even more likely to discuss their marriage together more often. Oh, here's a biggie. Stop the presses. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
They even rate their spouses as better lovers.
Ooh.
Couples who pray together.
Wow.
The spiritual piece, the God factor. Mm-hmm. Except the Lord build the house, Psalm 127:1, they labor in vain that build it. Ouch. Let me add that I know that there isn't anything more difficult to do with a spouse than to connect spiritually. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because all hell is against that in your marriage. Mm-hmm. If you can get connected spiritually, it's a game changer. Mm-hmm. Some would say, Tim, you're right. I can pray with the masses, but I have a hard time praying with my spouse.
Yeah.
And the reason is because it demands vulnerability. It's hard to pray with somebody that you don't like. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, thank you for Julie. She's such an awesome woman. I hate her guts. I can't stand her right now. Mm-hmm. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
Or I've been mean. I've been angry, yelling, and screaming. But, Lord, bless us as a couple. You got what I'm saying?
Yes.
It just takes the air right out of the whole thing. But I'm telling you what. If you can get this piece right, you can shut down the chaos in your life and get connected spiritually, it's radical. It really is. How do you do it, Tim? How does it start? Because I have a hard time praying.
Mm-hmm.
To myself.
Yeah.
Well, it may just start being in the room together.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that you just drop a line and say, I'm praying for you today.
Mm-hmm.
It may be that you just hold hands and pray silently.
Mm-hmm.
But you get it started. And you never know then how it evolves and where it goes. What's interesting is when you connect spiritually, it's a beautiful way to show love to each other. And it builds intimacy. You know that romance, that friendship, that sharing guilty mm-hmm. pleasures stuff together?
Yeah.
It does all that.
Yeah.
But let me close out. And you guys know I want to do this. You have to be intentional in your relationships.
You have to plan.
You've got to say, you know what? We're going to separate out and do something at least once a year or so mm-hmm. to build our love and our relationship together.
Yeah.
You all know that we do the Love for Life Conference here in Lynchburg every February for a reason. It's just simply to pour back into the relationships in our community, you all. We try to bring in some of the best speakers in the country. We've got a great lineup. It's a Friday night. We're calling it the Date Night Challenge. If you're dating, you're not married yet, it would be a great evening for you.
It would be perfect.
It's a great date.
Mm-hmm.
If you're married and things aren't going very well, I'd be running to the church.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If your relationship is okay, I'd be running to the church.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing great, I'd be running to church anyway. Learn some more. At least show the effort that you care about and you're invested in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's Friday night, February 15th. You can still get in.
Mm-hmm.
Shanti Feldhahn, she's dynamo. Just did a radio program with her last week. She is a stick of dynamite. Has done a lot of research on understanding men and women. She's funny, hilarious. Dan Seaborn, who was supposed to be here last year, this guy is the rock star in marriage right now. He's crazy. He used to speak at all the big Promise Keepers events. This guy he's insane. He'll do or say anything, but what he will do, he'll push every button you've got for one reason. He wants you to have a greater love together. Mike Williams is a comedian. He's hilarious. I mean, he's nuts. Michael O'Brien's coming in. Everybody knows Michael around here. And his sappy love songs and all that.
Right.
But it's just a Friday night, February the 15th. We'd love to have you being a part of it.